Hello and welcome. This is the SDF Amateur Radio Club Weekly Net number 317 for the 15th of January, 2024. That's Sierra Delta Foxtrot, the Super Dimension Fortress. And if somehow you are unfamiliar with SDF, it's a public access Unix system that you can learn more about by directing your web browser to sdf.org. I will pause now for 10 or 15 seconds to allow for priority traffic or to allow stations to disconnect from the conference if they do not want to hang around for our net. I am Alpha Bravo 9 Foxtrot Juliet, the net control operator today. My name is Wayne. I'm located in Urbana, Illinois, and my SDF username is JWH. Those are the four items that we like to hear from check-ins. If you don't have an SDF account yet, well, you know, get on it and get yourself one. This net meets every Monday at 0 hour Zulu GMT on Echolink conference, Echolink Node 9229, which is the TechLink conference. And we would like to thank Michael VE6UX for letting us use this conference for our net. This is a directed net. That means that if you have something to say, give your call sign and wait for the net control to acknowledge you and give you the floor. Our net is open to all licensed radio amateurs and is not limited to members of the SDF Amateur Radio Club. We like to have a question of the week to kickstart our discussions, but I didn't think of one this week. Sorry. So it's another open mic kind of net. Now, because I'm using the Windows Echolink app, I have a dashboard that shows all the stations that are connected to the conference. And we just lost somebody there. I think it was Michael in Germany. Okay. Anyway, all the stations that I see are regulars. So I will kind of skip the explanatory stuff here. I think everybody knows how we do the net on here. So, right, I'll go down the list and give all the stations that I see here. Well, there was DK1MI, but he disappeared. Maybe he'll be back. How about, and there was KD9NDJ, VE6UX, and KQ4MII. So, if somehow is some other station listening that I did not identify, please come forward now. Right, wasn't expecting to hear anything. So, I guess first on my list is KD9NDJ. Are you keeping warm up there?
Good evening, Wayne. I'm KD9NDJ. I'm in Rantoul, Illinois. My SDF username is KDB. And I don't have a topic for the net either. I'm sitting here in front of a fire, which I just got started, because it's nasty cold here in good old Rantoul, Illinois. I'm sure it's cold down where you are too, Wayne, and in much of the Midwest. But anyway, looking forward to hearing what everybody's got to say. This is KD9NDJ.
Okay, thank you, Ken. Yeah, the last time I looked, it was minus 2 Fahrenheit. I think that's approximately minus 19 Celsius. Ah, I see that DK1MI is back with us. So I've got you on my list there. In fact, it's your turn there if you want to take it now, Michael. DK1MI, open mic, any topic is on topic. So take it away.
Yeah, thanks, Wayne. This is Delta Kilo 1 Mike India. The name is Mike India Kilo Echo, and the screen name is Odie on the SDF, Oscar Delta India Echo. I'm very unprepared, but if this is open mic, and maybe I tell what I'm doing right now. So I'm planning to build myself a new antenna. The antenna I'm right now using for HF is a copper antenna. I'm quite happy with it, but picking up a lot of noise. So it's time to experiment with something new. So I'm building a delta loop, to be precise, the M0PLK delta loop antenna, and I'm right now looking for components, aluminium tubes, and all the stuff I need to build it. So this will be my winter project. And yeah, I think there are no other things that come right into my mind. Happy that this time audio is working, but sadly on the iPhone, on the Android, not via AllStarLink. Yeah, microphone back to net control from Delta Kilo One, Mike India.
Okay, you're sounding fine, Michael. Really solid audio there. Nothing to complain about. You might want to give us a very quick weather report. Is it cold and snowy or whatever there?
Yeah, thanks for the nice audio report. Happy that it's working. The temperature must be at around -5 degrees Celsius. So this week was the first week that felt like winter. All the week was on minus degrees with blue sky and sunshine. It was really beautiful. The 2 months before felt like an eternal November, pretty much gray all the time, maybe +5 to +10 degrees and raining. So yeah, it's cold, no snow, and yeah, very nice winter weather right now. Back to net control from Delta Kilo One, Mike India.
Okay, fine business. I was just curious if some of that, I heard that in Scandinavia, in Finland in particular, it was really icebox up there, and I wasn't sure if maybe some of that had drifted down your way. All right. We also had a very mild December, so eternal November. That's a nice phrase. I think I'm going to remember that. So let's see, who's next on my list here? VE6UX.
Hey, B9FJ in the net from Victor Echo 6 Uniform X-Ray. My SDF username is Tabalaya, and I'm in Calgary, Alberta, which is kind of balmy today at minus 30 degrees Celsius, which is minus 22 degrees Fahrenheit. I say balmy because last night when I picked up my first harmonic from work, it was minus 45 degrees Celsius, which is minus 49 degrees Fahrenheit, with a wind chill of minus 55 degrees Celsius, which is minus 67 degrees Fahrenheit. Yesterday we had a global alert warning, weather warning as well, asking us not to use electricity, not to charge our Teslas, not to use our ovens, etc., because they were going to end up with rolling blackouts. And rolling blackouts at minus 55 degrees Celsius isn't too good on us old folk here in our houses. Well, let me break. I couldn't catch the repeater there. Something was in my way, so... Anyway, working on some of my robotic stuff, picked up a bunch more of the Arduino Nano Connect 2040s for it. Allows me to use the Velox chip that's on it, which is their Wi-Fi / Bluetooth chip, which is a 32-bit chip, 240-meg dual core. Allows me to run all the game controllers I want from my robot. So that's my winter project right now. VE6UX, and back to AB9FJ and the rest of the net.
Okay. Thank you, Michael. Forget about building a wall on the Mexico border. Let's build a wall on the Canadian border and keep all that Arctic air out there. All right. Who's next on my list here? How about KQ4MII?
AB9FJ and the group, this is KQ4MII. My name is Mark. My location is Reston, Virginia, USA. My SDF login is mcornick. So it's actually been a pretty eventful weekend for me in the ham world. We had a club meeting Friday night. Then on Saturday, one of our club members hosted operation for the North American CUSO party. They were running CW yesterday, and that was an opportunity for some of the guys in the group who know more Morse code than I do, which is all of them, since I really don't know any, to give us a little demonstration and to share some ideas and techniques for learning. So I have some homework to do there. I didn't actually get in the air on the contest, but we also got to see how that runs and all the exchanges and whatnot. Plus, the guy just has a really nice shack. Bought a little L-shaped plot of land close to the river, was able to put up a tower and have a nice setup there. So that was all well and good. But then this afternoon was the big day when I took my general license exam, and I am very proud of myself with a score of 33 out of 35. I have passed my general exam. So go me. You can call me interim AG for now. Not wasting a lot of time moving on to studying for extra, starting with a class this week. So, you know, I'm just, you know, like I said, enjoying a little relaxation here after a pretty busy weekend. Tomorrow off for the holiday, and it looks like it's going to be pretty snowy here in the morning at least. As of right now, it's 29 degrees Fahrenheit, negative 1 2/3 degrees Celsius, and you can do the mass per Kelvin if you want. That's all I got for now, so I'll send it back to Nett from KQ4MII.
All right. Thank you, Mark, and congratulations on passing the general. And good luck. Hope you'll pass the extra real soon. So I noticed we have the K2DY has joined us. Bob, Robert, I don't think I've ever heard you express a preference. But anyway, we don't have a topic this week. Mostly we've been, I think the common thread has been the weather. Don't know if it's still extraordinary down there where you are. I think I'm trying to think, what was the situation down there? Was it floods or heat or, I don't know, something extreme was going on. But anyway, you have the floor, Robert.
Yes, good afternoon. Good morning still. It's 11:14 a.m. here, Australian Eastern Standard, Eastern Daylight Time. Yeah, still daylight time for another 3 months. It's raining. That's the weather situation down here. It is, it has been raining all night. It's rained on and off for the entire year so far, all 15 days worth of it. It's just been a very, very wet summer this year. I checked my rain gauge and I was shocked to see that we'd gotten 100 mils of rain, and actually slightly more than that, in the last 12 hours or so. I didn't realize it was quite that much rain, but it is what it is. Anyway, that's the weather situation here. Bureau of Meteorology is backtracked on the El Nino, but there are still few folks who want to hang on and call it El Nino anyway and try to explain why it's cool and wet instead of hot and dry like it should be. But I think the Bureau of Meteorology is probably correct on this. This is no El Nino. We've been through this before, and this is no El Nino. This is much closer to La Nina last year than anything else. So I think they made the right call. I think they were sort of pressured into making the call because everybody else in the world was calling it. And so they finally did, I think, November. But they've taken it back now. They said, nah, we shouldn't have done that. Anyway, it is what it is. It's cool. It's wet. It is going to rain until at least Thursday, possibly into Friday. At that point, we're going to be having flood issues in Sydney. You know, we thought we got away with it. Queensland, Gold Coast got flooded. They even got a tornado up there that did major damage. Earlier, just around the New Year's. Then Victoria the next week got floods. So I guess New South Wales has its turn this week. Let me reset for a sec. So meanwhile, in WA and Western Australia, they are having bushfires and temperatures in the 40s. So they are having what we were predicted to have, but not having. The dams, the reservoirs here in western Sydney are overflowing again, which is going to cause floods because they can't hold the water back anymore. They have to spill it. So it's a growing situation that we've seen before, unfortunately. It looks like we're going to see again. Anyway, other than that, that is the big news here, is the weather, yes indeed. Other than that, I'm about to go out to Costco anyway, even in the rain, doesn't matter, it's only about a 10-minute drive from here, easy drive, so I'm going to head over there anyway, and that's it for me. VK2TY, back to Net.
Okay, well thank you for joining us this week, Robert. I do not see any additional new call signs on the dashboard here, so that means I've caught up with everybody, so it's time for rechecks. Does anybody have something that they would like to add to what they said before? Well, nothing heard, and we're only about 19 minutes into the net here, so I'm wondering if there's some way to stimulate some conversation here. Trying to think what... I haven't really been following the ham news lately, so I don't know if there's something, you know, like a new satellite, or I know you guys in Australia, I think your licensing system got reorganized recently. I'm not thinking of anything, so if you've got any ideas, please come forward with them now.
VK2DY, I could talk a little bit about the new class-based license. VK2DY.
Yeah, I for one would be interested in what changes they made and how that's going to affect you guys.
Yeah, VK2DY. Most people may not know this, but we have been, since the beginning of ham radio, operating under apparatus licenses, which is basically the same kind of license that commercial radio has and commercial television has and that. So we've been paying an annual fee of $55, and it's been going on since the beginning. Well, the ACMA decided that they were going to change that over to a class-based license. Almost every ham radio organization in the world, I think at this point, is class-based. So it's not an unusual choice. But it was controversial here and took a couple of years to accomplish. In the meantime, the business that controlled the Australian Maritime College, which controlled the deed for the ham radio exams, realized that what the new situation would lead to them having to maintain a database of licenses, having them to maintain a whole lot of records and stuff that they didn't really have the personnel to handle, and they just said, you can take it back, ACMA. So ACMA took it back, and as of the 19th of February, we'll be under a class-based license, and the ACMA will be directly handling the licensing procedures. So I am an examiner under the AMC, and I will be an examiner under the ACMA as well. Let me reset for a sec. So basically, the whole thing means a lot cheaper licenses. No annual fee, 5-year address update, like the UK. We just copied that. Reduced prices for everything. I think the main cost is going to be the initial recognition certificate. It's no longer a certificate of proficiency. It's now just a recognition certificate. But it's $45, I think, for that. So the exam itself won't cost anything, but you'll have to pay $45 to get the certificate and then get your license. And in a way, the certificate's sort of redundant now because with no annual fee, people will just keep their licenses forever. They won't. So I don't know why they're keeping the certificate separate from the license, but they are. So what are you going to do? Anyway, other than that, exams will proceed. At this point, doesn't look like we'll be able to pick up with the AMC or the ACMA until March or April. So no exams in February, March, or April, I don't think, but we'll see. They may get quicker. They're talking about a single exam for each license. They're going classes now. That exam, rather than multiple copies, there'll be one copy of that. So they'll update that one copy every 13 weeks. So if you fail an exam, you have to wait for the next new exam to come. You can't retake the old exam. So you probably end up waiting 13 weeks to retake the exam. So that's a downside of it. But they're hoping to develop a question pool, but they just didn't have the time. And it turns out that the AMC, and all of us knew this, the AMC didn't have a question pool either. They just kept sending the same exam. And if you've given more than one exam, you realize that. So it was a big secret under the AMC. It's not a secret under the ACMA. Other than that, pretty much everything else stays the same. It's just that instead of an act of parliament, the ACMA can change our license conditions pretty much at will. Before we had to go through Parliament, now it doesn't. So we're at the mercy of the ACMA. VK2D1.
Okay, thank you, Michael Robert, for that explanation there. And I'm just curious. The bottom line, is it expected that there will be a lot or a substantial number of new hams getting licensed soon?
We are hoping for that, and we're certainly starting to advertise for the fact that you no longer have to pay about $200 to get a license. So hopefully we get more people. There's always been people hanging around the clubs that haven't gotten their license for one reason or another. So we're hoping for an influx of hams. The net result so far, in the past, we've been losing hams. We're down under 14,000 now. In the 80s, we were at 20,000. So we're a shrinking group, and we're hoping that this will reverse that shrinking. VK2DY.
Okay, and I think I know the answer to this, but is Morse code still a factor?
I don't think Morse code has been a... When did we eliminate it? I think around the turn of the century, around 2001 or so. So it hasn't been a factor in a long time. VK2DY.
Okay, well, thank you for that report, Robert. Very interesting. So, does anyone have any comments or questions? Okay, how about rechecks on a totally different subject, perhaps? Okay, well, we're almost 30 minutes in. I kind of target the 30-minute mark to give time for the ham conference guys to finish up whatever they're doing. I think they have a Raspberry Pi net or something. And we've kind of reached the point where if they're going to be here, they probably would have been here by now. So let's make this the final call for rechecks or comments for the net, and then I'll wrap things up after that. Okay, well, thank you for all of you who have joined us this week. This concludes this week's SDF Amateur Radio Club Net at 0028 Zulu. If you would like to continue the conversation, well, we did have the NB0X-L gateway present in the conference this week, but I still don't know if it is functional as a gateway between All-Star and DMR. I don't know if the DMR Talk Group 31650 for SDF ARC is still a thing, but I do know that COM is working. And if you can get out SDF, go into COM and join the Simeon on Radio Room, we can continue talking. So I think that's it. This concludes the net. This is Net Control Station AB9FJ, Thing 73.